Live across Dorset. This is Talbot FM News.
It's 7 p.m. I'm David Wheeler. A father who murdered his two children after making a farewell video of them has been jailed for life. Petros Williams killed his 4-year-old daughter and 2-year-old son at his flat in Manchester last October after filming them saying goodbye to their mother. The court was told that Zimbabwe-born Williams made the video to punish his wife for using dating websites after the breakdown of their marriage. He will serve a minimum of 28 years in prison. The funeral service of soldier Johnny Allott was held this afternoon at St. Peter's Church in Bournemouth Town Centre. The 19-year-old from Kinson was killed by an explosion whilst on patrol in Afghanistan earlier this month. Hundreds of people turned up to the service in his honour.
He's a soldier, he's a hero. He gave the ultimate sacrifice for us.
He'll always be a hero to us.
We're proud of what he's done. Very proud of him.
15 Dorset beaches have been included in a report revealing a 30% drop in coastal litter. Debris from fishing and sewage made up only a small amount, whilst public waste made up nearly half. A 12-year-old boy was rescued after being trapped by a landslide in Charmouth on Sunday afternoon. Coast Guards were called to the East Beach where they found the boy waist-deep in mud. He was quickly rescued and required no further treatment. Puerto Rican pop star Ricky Martin has recently declared his homosexuality, ending years of speculation amongst his fans and critics. The number one singer, whose hits include Livin' La Vida Loca and She Bangs, said he kept the truth hidden because advisors had told him it would damage his career. We asked the public what they thought of this recent revelation.
I think it's good that he's finally come out, but everyone knew for a long time that he was gay and he probably should have done it a long time ago.
I think it's great. I don't know why he didn't do it sooner, because, you know, he's been around for ages and he was kind of like the pin-up at the time, but I don't know, I guess it's more acceptable now.
I'm David Wheeler and there's more news at 8 o'clock.